Greetings to each one today. This is Levi sharing with you today. I trust that the Lord has given you a good night's rest and you feel energized to meet the challenges that the day has for you. As I was pondering that, there is a few things that can hold us back from having that energy to face the day. Some of it is physical sickness, but there's also a spiritual sickness that will hold you back and will not allow you to experience the quality of life that the Lord wants you to experience. And one of those is forgiveness. And I'd like to just touch briefly on forgiveness this morning. In Luke 17, verse 1, then said he unto his disciples, talking about Jesus, it is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. He's actually saying that it's impossible that you're not going to get offended. We will get offended. People will throw offenses at us. And sometimes it's painful when someone does that. Verse 2, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. If he repent, forgive him. You know, there is a place if someone says some offensive things or offends you, go back to him, say, brother, what did you mean by this? And to even rebuke him, to say, in the name of Christ, I do not receive that. I know there was a time when we went from one church setting to the other. Some of the brothers in the former church really rebuked us, and they said some strong things and some almost curses to us. Not curse words, but they cursed us in the form of prophesying things that are going to happen, and they didn't. They didn't come to pass, but it was there were some offensive things they said. And we had to learn to forgive them, because if we don't, it's going to, it's almost like, I don't know if you've ever seen these little green bugs. They're called aphids. They're on your plant. If you look on the underside of your plants or on the trunk, they're just a tiny little green bug. And what they actually do is they suck life out of the plant. And that's how forgiveness is. If we can't forgive, it sucks a life. It sucks a vibrancy out of us. But then there's a place to recognize also to not put ourselves into that situation. A man helped me, a very wise man helped me one time when I was struggling with someone that had really offended us. And he said, you know, you do need to forgive, but it doesn't mean you'll turn around and just do the same thing. He said, just pretend someone, this man owed you money, and he didn't pay up. And he said, you know, you need to forgive him. You need to allow him to not pay up. But that doesn't mean that you would borrow him some more money just because he didn't pay up and you said that he doesn't owe you anymore. So that's kind of how forgiveness is. And I just want to encourage you, if you're harboring unforgiveness this morning in your hearts, that you would repent of that and you would release the one that these offenses came from. The Lord bless your day.